coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. We read from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, from verse 15 down to the last verse. And then we also read in Hebrews, chapter number 2, 14th verse. I'd like to read that Hebrews chapter 2 again, and that 14th verse. Glory to God. He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Glory to God. Beautiful. So the victory of Jesus Christ over Satan was for our sake. He defeated the devil for us, meaning that we don't have any trouble with the devil. Because as far as we are concerned, he's been defeated. Hey, come on. Say, the devil has been defeated.
The devil has been defeated.
He was defeated for me.
He was defeated for me.
Which means,
I
have defeated the devil.
I have defeated the devil.
That's sure. You know, but for a lot of people, Satan is a problem. For many Christians, Satan is a problem. There are those who believe they need deliverance from the devil. And they do. Because you see, as far as they can believe that Satan has them whipped, they are whipped. They believe they have been defeated by the devil, they are defeated. They believe they need deliverance, they do need it. Because you see, they let the devil defeat them. And that means living a defeated life. Thinking the devil is so strong and powerful. But this is because of the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. Lack of spiritual understanding. Did you ever ask yourself, why do many people have so much trouble with Satan? Satan that's been defeated. Why do so many people have trouble with the devil? Many have never been taught. Then some others are too hard-headed. They've been taught, but never accepting knowledge. Because, you see, they believe more in their experiences than they do God. They believe their experiences. They say, well, if I'm delivered, I will know I'm delivered. See, they're going by their experiences. And all the time they're talking about their experiences. They're talking about the nightmares. They're talking about the pain, the affliction that they suffer with. All the time, that's their story. How can a Christian come out of that trouble? If he got himself into it, how does he come out of it? Simply by walking out. We say that and it sounds too simple. How can anybody walk out? But it's true. Just by walking out. In the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, you read from verse 7 down, the Bible tells us how that at the city called Lystra, Paul was preaching the gospel. The man who was important in his feet never walked from birth. And he was sitting on the ground listening to the words of the apostle Paul. And then Paul said, perceiving that the man had faith to be healed, he just said, stand upright on thy feet. That's all. Didn't pray. He said, man, get up. That's all he said. Get up. Now that's a man who never walked. He said, get up. And he got up. Get up. Because that's the gospel. The gospel is good news. It means if you couldn't walk, now you can. If you were poor, poverty is over. If you were defeated, defeat is over. Victory has come. If you were in the dark, light has come. Hey, walk out of the dark. Walk in the light. Simple. But you know, like in many things, people think if it's too simple, it's not real. If it's too simple, it's not real. It's going to be hard to be true. If you told them to get a spotless white cow of 8 years old, exactly, a white cock with a red crown, then, along with that, two young pigeons, pure white. Bring them. And we will cut them and bathe you with their blood. And you'll be all right. They'll do it! They'll be excited at that. They believe because they did something that was difficult. See, man always wants to buy God out, but doesn't work with him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, this gospel is not cheap, it's free. Amen. It's not cheap, but it's free. It's free. If you were told to do something about it, you couldn't have made it. Too hard. Simply impossible. No one would have ever made it. But Jesus made it and gave us the result. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's why it's free, but it's not cheap. Glory. Hallelujah. So, you now that you are aware in the Word of God that Satan has been defeated and that the victory has been given to you. Why don't you make a choice of the life you would live? Many of us here have made a choice. Am I right? Yeah, a lot of us have made a choice. And we are living victoriously. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, but every now and then we have to pull some of those who haven't understood what we're talking about yet, you know. We have to step back a little and pull them along with us. Yeah. Otherwise, I love it when I share among people who are spiritually minded. It's exciting when you have such a meeting. But you know, every now and then, there are those who don't understand it, and we've got to pull them along. Well. Romans chapter 5. Book of Romans chapter number 5. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Somebody say, what kind of song is that? A great one. Beautiful. And the Bible says to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you sing in the spirit. It doesn't sound nice to someone who's listening. Because they say, what kind of tune is that? He says, a spiritual one. Hallelujah. Did you ever hear someone laughing and you thought, why is he laughing like that? Didn't sound funny. You go, ha, 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 ha. So, are you laughing or what's the matter? Say, I'm laughing. Glory to God. You know, there are people who are always waiting for someone to make them happy. Never wait for someone to make you happy. And there are always those who are trying to make you sad. Because they are sad and they feel everybody around them ought to be sad. I refuse to be sad. Nobody's going to make me unhappy. Ha, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. I'm reading to you from verse 17. For if by one man's offense, talking about Adam, if by one man's offense death reigned like a king, that reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He's not talking about reigning in heaven, because you're not going to be reigning in heaven. There's nothing to reign over in heaven. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah. You reign in the earth over circumstances that fail to recognize God. You reign over them. You triumph over them. You reign over devils and demons of hell. You reign over them. Hallelujah. That's what it's talking about. You reign over life circumstances. Look at it, it's right there. If by one man's offense death reigned by one. Said, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. That's talking about us. Then it says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Gift of righteousness. So righteousness is a gift. That's another day's subject. But notice where it says, they shall reign in life. reign in life. If you're waiting to feel righteous, you're wasting your time. The devil is going to make sure you don't feel righteous. You know, sometimes when you fast and pray, you feel clean. And you want to, like, I just thank the Lord. You know, you want to be stainless. You'd wish every day would be like that. Until some fellow somewhere says something against you or to you or about you. Something that makes you... And you feel like, forgive me, Lord. Now everything's spoiled. I mean, the forgive me prayers have already started. You thought you were over that for a week. Now your life has been, since you fasted and prayed and read the Bible, it's just been, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You haven't asked for forgiveness for some time now. Thank you, Lord. Until that telephone call came. And it was the wrong number. And you told the fellow it's the wrong number. He called you again. And you said, I said it's the wrong number. And he said, I'm sorry. And called you again. And then finally he said, what's the matter with you? And then, oh Lord, forgive me. Now he spoiled your day. So you think you've dropped from your level of righteousness. Listen, you don't grow in righteousness. Are you listening? This is very important. Some people think they grow in righteousness. You cannot grow in righteousness. The righteousness of God that is given to you is a gift of God. You cannot increase in it. Your righteousness does not increase. You can be more righteous in heaven than you are today. Because the righteousness you have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you. Not your righteousness. Your own righteousness will not work. So Jesus obeyed God and got that righteousness and gave it to you. So you stand in the presence of God with the righteousness of God from Jesus Christ. So when God looks at you, he doesn't see your own righteousness, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's what qualifies you. That's how you qualify to talk to him, to pray to him. You qualify not by what you did or didn't do, but by what he did, Jesus Christ. That's why we have boldness to pray. You know, one time somebody listened to another preacher pray, and when the preacher prayed, he said, in the name of Jesus, I command, he was in, I command this to happen. I command, said, how can he just keep commanding? Does he know he's talking to God? No, we're not commanding God. We're commanding with the power of God. How can you pray with so much boldness? How can you speak to God with so much audacity? How could you? Well, because of the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God gives you the sense of dominion. It gives you a sense of boldness and confidence in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Did you ever read in your Bible where Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still until he won the war? Wonderful. That's amazing. When Moses stretched his hand over the Red Sea and it split wide open, the Bible says the waters congealed. The waters congealed on both sides at the faith of a man. What can we not do? I can't see it. I can't see what we can't do. No. Amazing. Hallelujah. God always wants to listen to us. Believe that. God always wants to listen to us. He always wants to listen to us. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I read St. Matthew's Gospel to you? St. Matthew chapter number 17. Listen, Jesus wants you to live a triumphant life. Say that with me, a triumphant life. Every day. Now, there are people who don't believe that. They say in life there ought to be ups and downs. Who said so? How did they know? They're reading other people's experiences and their own experiences, not because God said so. And they've never thought about it. They've made their experiences and the experiences of other people the rule for their life. They say in life there are ups and downs. Who said? Because that's what they're acquainted with. That's all they've ever known. That's all they've ever been taught. The Word of God never said so. They're like the Jews. When Jesus called God his heavenly Father, they picked up stones. Because nobody ever called God Father. Everybody before Jesus said God. God. Adonai. El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rofeka. That's all they knew. Nobody ever called him Father. And so when Jesus came and said Father, they said, who is he talking about? God, our great God. How can you call him your Father? Because to call him your father means you are his son. And you know, they understood the implication. And to say that you are his son is to say that you are in the same class with him, the same nature with him. They say, how dare you? You see it? Religion blinded them. So when you talk about having a great life, they say, oh, no. Because everybody's used to something different. Say this with me. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm a success. I'm a success. Now you see, you can have that success mentality and you find it working through you. I'm a success in everything. In everything. I'm a success. Come on. I'm a success. Glory to God. All right, look at this. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17, right? Jesus here responds to a question from his disciples. Something happened. A man had brought his son to Jesus. And his son had been possessed of a devil. And he wanted Jesus to cast the demon out of his son, out of his little boy. And when he got there, Jesus was not immediately present with his disciples. And so he brought the boy to the disciples then and complained and said, please, my little boy is often tormented of a demon who tries to destroy him. And oftentimes he puts him in the water or into the fire to kill him. Please help me cast the devil out. And the disciples tried and shouted and begged and did everything, and the demon didn't go. And just about that time, Jesus came. And he noticed that they were gathered around with the disciples, and there was somebody there with a little boy. And Jesus said, what's the matter? And the man stepped forward to Jesus and said, Master, I brought my boy to you and to your disciples, cast the demon out of him. And they haven't been able to do it. So Jesus looked at them and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I bear with you? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.